This is St. Louis Public Radio. The U.S. Department of Labor registers dozens of apprenticeship programs for job seekers in St. Louis. Most of the options are in construction, plumbing, and sheet metal fabrication. But a new program trains child care providers. And as St. Louis Public Radio's Duri Biscarin reports, organizers hope it can plug a big gap in the workforce.
In one of the baby rooms at University City Children's Center, half a dozen infants are taking naps, drinking out of sippy cups, and trying to figure out how to roll over.
Would you like to sing a song? Oh, bless you.
24-year-old Mayoshi Farrell of St. Louis picks up a little girl with big brown eyes and plastic barrettes in her hair and gives her a bottle.
She's just the sweetest little thing.
She's so sweet. She is.
Farrell is wrapping up her rotation period for an apprenticeship program that's registered with the Department of Labor. After 135 hours of classwork, nearly 500 hours of on-the-job training, and a year and a half of mentored work, she'll be a credentialed provider of early childhood education. But the real payoff comes in moments, like the time she finally got a baby with stranger anxiety to go down for a nap.
I got her to sleep, and I was like, it was just that moment I was like, I can do this. I can do this.
Like other students in the program, Farrell has kids of her own. Before she joined the apprenticeship, she ran an informal at-home daycare to earn some money when she stayed home with them. But through the apprenticeship, Farrell can boost her income, get health insurance, and have her kids stay at the same daycare where she works.
I see myself being here, 5-10 years or more. I do want to finish my education, but, I'm here to stay.
That's something that a lot of daycares wish they could hear from their employees, says Center Director Ovella Lott. Working with kids is hard work, and nationally, the average wage at a daycare is less than $11 an hour.
And so once they are degreed and have an opportunity, sometimes they do leave the early childhood field and they go into elementary education.
The center that Lott runs has hired 5 of the 8 apprentices in St. Louis. She says it's creating a pipeline of teachers who are trained in a specific approach to early childhood education that focuses on a kid's emotional development.
What happens when the Play-Doh, doesn't mix well? What happens when, someone is having a meltdown because of a, situation at home? This is real-time education, and it helps them understand it from a different perspective.
The Loom Institute, the nonprofit that developed the curriculum, is housed upstairs. 8 teachers are still in the program, but coordinators were hoping to have 15. CEO Steve Zwolak says applicants had a hard time passing the qualifying exams at the St. Louis Agency on Training and Employment, or SLATE.
Through the recruiting process, we probably had about 140-150 people who want to do it. And what happened was we'd get somebody and they'd have to wait, and we were waiting to get to go, and then they would wash out, and then the people who were interested had to get back to work.
Childcare is one of the lowest paid apprenticeships registered by the Department of Labor. It's also one of the few sponsored fields that's dominated by women. Zwolak says this is backwards. The majority of a child's brain development happens before the age of 5.
We have to professionalize the field differently. We have marginalized the field of early childhood.
Apprentices in Loom's program are paid on a sliding scale, from $9.50 to $13 an hour. It's efforts like this, Zwolak says, that can make childcare more attractive and help feed a growing demand. To that end, the group is now recruiting another round of apprentices who will start coursework in the new year. I'm Duri Biscarin, St. Louis Public Radio.